on a national scale. And by the way, remember now, like I said before, our politicians are making decisions that affect all of us. It doesn't matter what state they're from. Just like with our state legislatures, it doesn't matter what district our representatives, our state representatives and state senators are from. They're making decisions that affect the constituents of the entire state, all the constituents of the state. And so it really behooves us to get to a point where, to grow to a point where we decide, hey, you know what? Clean, safe drinking water is important to all of us. Clean, fresh air is something that we all need to breathe in, no matter what our party affiliation. So we need to start paying attention to which politicians are going to help ensure that we have clean, safe drinking water, clean air that is safe to breathe. And we continue to support and strengthen the politicians who push hard to have dirty, polluted, unsafe water, dirty, polluted, unsafe air. Folks are finding themselves 15, 20 years from now being forced to wear all kinds of masks and things much of the time when we go outdoors because of decisions that we, the people, empowered the misguided politicians to make. And there's no need to be blaming the innocent when that happens. On a national scale, the proposed changes to the Clean Water Act would lift federal protection for sources of drinking water for 117 million people, or one in three people living in the lower 48. It could exclude, now get that now, 117 million people. There are roughly 350 million people in the nation. 117 million people having federal protection for their sources of drinking water removed. It could exclude as much as 70% of rivers and streams and at least half of the nation's wetlands. As much as 70% of rivers and streams, no less than 50% of our country's wetlands. And aside from being critical habitat for plants and animals, and remember, those plants and animals are part of the ecosystem that affects how we humans live. Aside from being critical habitat for plants and animals, including one third of bird species in the United States, wetlands help mitigate floods by absorbing excess water instead of letting it run off into overflowing streams. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing this information with you now. Let's not deceive ourselves into thinking that our politicians who are saying we're going to make it easier to devastate these waterways, knowing that in the end, it will lead to excess water. Excess runoff moving into overflowing streams. They know that. They know that's going to be the end result. There are plenty of experts who are letting them know that, just like I'm letting you know. They recharge groundwater reserves. And again, now, we're talking about wetlands, which these politicians have determined they're going to devastate at least 50% of. The wetlands, again, are critical habitat for plants and animals. They include, including one-third of bird species. The wetlands help mitigate floods. Look at all the devastation our nation is experiencing because of floods. We're already being devastated by floods. And the Trump administration and those who support his way of thinking want to make that matter worse by lifting federal protections for wetlands, which help mitigate the floods. How? Again, by absorbing excess water instead of letting that excess water run off into overflowing streams. They recharge groundwater reserves and filter pollutants like nitrogen and phosphorus that cause toxic algae blooms. Now, we already have less safe drinking water, and they're saying we're going to reduce that amount even more. We're already being devastated by floods, and they're saying we're going to take steps and take action that's going to lead to even more flooding. Polluted waterways are not an environmental issue of the future. They pose an immediate danger that we have the ability to prevent. So let's take a look at some more terms. We've taken a look at a few, but let's take a look at some more terms that will help us get a better understanding and hopefully develop a greater appreciation for how important our waterways are to us, and hopefully help us develop a greater appreciation for the harm that many of our political leaders have determined they're going to do to our waterways. Again, if the information is available to me, the information is available to our politicians. The very fact that we have politicians who are saying, look, this is what is going to happen, and they're not just shooting from the hip, they're going by what the experts have made clear. The very fact that we have politicians who are saying this is going to be the result, and so we've got to take this action. The very reason that we have presidents who put us on the right track and say, listen, this is what the experts are letting us know will take place. And so these are the steps we've got to take in order to mitigate flooding, in order to keep waters clean and safe. The opposing side has the same information, and they choose to do the opposite of what needs to be done to help the people of America have safer waters and less flooding. We're going to take a look at some more definitions to help us understand what our waterways are about, and so that we can, again, if we choose to, develop a greater appreciation for what this situation is about. I encourage you again, ladies and gentlemen, put on your American hat. Don't wear your party hat. We all need clean, safe water. Bad waters will affect all of America because, again, we're not just taking a look at one state or one region. We're taking a look at what's happening all across our country.